Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Turtle Jam Podcast.
The best podcast on the one.
I'm the turtle.
And I'm the jam, but I'm just going to be referred to as Jorge, so...
Yes, that's Jorge. I'm Thomas, and welcome to the podcast.
To the very first episode. So first if you're episode. Hearing this, you're a true OG. A true OG.
That is true. That is true. Unless you're binge-watching all of our episodes.
Yeah.
Then you're not an OG. But...
We respect you.
We do respect you. We respect everybody.
Yeah.
So, you may be questioning why two people are starting a podcast. And do you want to give the backstory on how this started, Jorge?
Of course. I would love to. So, you know, get some popcorn because this backstory is very long and crazy.
Basically,
I woke up one morning. I don't remember the exact day. I think it was like a week or 2 weeks ago. I DM'd Thomas, "Hey, want to start a podcast?" And he was like, "Sure."
Yeah, it was the 9th of January. I get a DM from Jorge and he says, "Do you want to start a podcast?" And the second he said that, I said, "Yes."
Yeah, you responded pretty fast, too. So, and, yeah, and, I know,
and now
very,
we're here.
What?
And now we're here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A very compelling backstory.
Yeah. Origin story to put some Marvel movies to shame.
True, true. Man. Well, I guess to start off, how's 2025 been treating you?
2025? We are recording this on the 24th of January, so it's been about 3 weeks.
Basically, late. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd say it's treating me pretty good. Haven't been that bad.
Yeah, it's been pretty good too. I feel like a lot of crazy stuff has happened, but also not really.
Yeah.
If you know, you know, is all I'll say. But, but yeah, besides that, it's been pretty good. School starts for me in 3 days. College.
College starts for me also in 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but at the same time, not really.
But, yeah, I get it. It's bittersweet.
Yeah. I mean, it's like an environment that feels new every semester, but also doesn't. I don't know if that makes any sense, but, yeah.
I get it.
So, but, since we are talking about the year that is 2025, do you have any, like, goals or milestones you plan to reach?
Me personally, I find it weird when we use years as like a signifier to start a goal and end a goal. But that being said, I do have some. I'm trying to stop eating so much fast food. And like I've cut Wendy's out of my diet a lot. Like I haven't been to Wendy's in like a month and a half, and
the
it's
Wendy's
a big deal.
CEO's not gonna like that one.
Yeah, it's a big deal if you know me. I do love Wendy's, so the fact that I haven't had any in 24 days or however long it's been.
Hey, that's good though, weird. For real.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so. I don't know. It's hard to cut fast food, because the whole purpose of it is, like, you know, it's easy to get, very cheap, so it's just an easy thing to eat wherever you go.
Yeah, it's just, it's everywhere, it's faster than making your own food. It's...
Exactly. But at the same time, oh my god, some of the stuff they sell, most of the stuff they sell to you is not good for your health. So,
no, it's not. But
especially here in the United States, where everything, where there's like a big option. Because I believe in other countries, that option doesn't exist. Because we don't have like such... I mean, they don't have such an obesity problem as we have here, so... But, yeah. So, that's been working out for you so far.
Yeah, I guess so. Do you have any plans or goals in the year of our Lord 2025?
I guess... I want to be a little healthier, but,
Okay.
For me, rather than cutting fast food, I want to hit the gym more. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Because last year, I started hitting the gym, I think around September, I want to say. And I was doing pretty good that month. I was pretty consistent. I would go like 2 or 3 times a week. But then... You know how things go. Eventually, you start letting go. You start becoming a little lazy. And then... I have not gone as much as I should.
Last year, I hit the gym for a solid 3 months. Because it was required for school. And, like, during the class. And then, like, it taught me, like, how to do... how to exercise muscles and get rid of fat.
Yeah.
And, like, I was doing that. And then, as soon as the class ended, I was like, I'm gonna hit the gym over the summer. And then I just never went back. And, I agree. I need to hit the gym more, too.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people say, like, as soon as they're hitting the gym, it's like a fun thing for them to do. It's like an extra hobby or whatever.
It hasn't tedious.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it hasn't really become like that for me. And I kind of wonder why. Because, I don't know. I mean, the sensation I do agree with is that after you're done working out at the gym, you feel so relieved. You feel so happy about yourself that, like, oh, I actually hit the gym and I feel so pumped up or whatever. But, like... Every time getting there, trying to start, it's like, oh, I just want to go.
That's why I haven't hit the gym is because, like, there's no gym close to my house. Like,
that's true. I'm lucky because the gym I go to is walking distance. So,
but the closest gym to my place is the gym by yours.
And and so you have to drive all the way there. That's like a 10-minute drive.
Yeah, like a 10 to 12, which it is doable, but at the same time, it's just
more annoying for you.
It's annoying to get there and then come back and then I'm wasting gas. And then
another big part is what time you go to, because, oh my god.
You can't get there when school's getting out, because it's going to be raided by high schoolers.
For context, the gym is by high school. So, when high school ends, the gym is basically packed.
Especially over the summer, the gym is always packed because of the deal where if you're under 19, you just get in for free.
Yeah. Which, good deal, but I also hate it because now it gets full.
I took advantage of it when I was under 19, but now I can't anymore, so it sucks.
Yeah. What time would you go to the gym?
Some days I would go at, like, 10 p.m., like, after work, because it's right around the corner. Usually, like, 12-ish on days I'm free. That's when I used to go.
Oh, okay. So I'm guessing it was, like, a lot emptier by then.
Yeah, like, I planned it with my coworkers so that, like, in the afternoon when we went, we would always leave before school started or the rush would get in.
Yeah.
So we had a few hours to the gym without everybody coming in, yeah.
Yeah, I will always go in the morning around like 8 or 9 a.m. But I think that's also that answers my question a bit of like why it's not like becoming a hobby for me. And it's because I have to wake up so damn early to hit it, and it's just
I at 8 or 9, I'm out like a light. It's I get up at like 11.
Yeah, I think that's also another thing to kind of like step away from the gym, unless you have any other thoughts you want to add. But
No, yeah, we could move on.
yeah, I think just another main thing for me is I want to like fix my sleep schedule a bit, cause that I kind of miss when I used to sleep very early at like 9 or 10, because I would actually feel so much more energized the
In the
next day,
morning,
especially
yeah.
in the morning, yes. But now I'm sleeping at like 11 or 12, which like you would think it's not a big deal considering it's only like an hour or two difference.
Yeah.
But I think I don't know, I think it's just maybe my body's just not used to that or whatever. And also I think I tend to eat a little more late, which is not good
Which
'cause the
is,
body is
yeah.
still breaking down what you're eating. So, yeah. But
Well, you
yeah.
have a better sleep schedule than I do,
Yeah,
'cause you'll
I
see
don't
me on
know.
my, you'll see the messages I send at like 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. But
Yeah, I do need to get a better sleep schedule. It's just like the way I do it is just I do everything like online. Like I do like all my work. I do everything just like at all times, or like I play games, and then like before I go to bed is when I watch YouTube. And then I just watch like 5 hours of YouTube until it's 2 in the morning.
yeah, you get
And
hooked.
yeah.
I think there was also like, I mean, I'm thinking more towards like, I think 3 or 4 years ago, so when we were still in high school, I think a big part of why I would have trouble sleeping is FOMO, the fear of missing out.
Yeah.
So, because I just did not like missing out on stuff. So it would just, I would want to stay long or up, just keep scrolling through
Yeah,
messages or
oh my,
whatever and see,
it's
to, because I would be insecure and I wanted to like make sure I was still keeping up with the friend group and stuff like that. So, and not just friend
I
group wise, just like whatever was going on in the internet at the time as well.
yeah, so that you're always up
So,
to date.
exactly.
I was the same, like in 2020, I remember, I was always in a Discord call until like 12,
Oh
like
yeah, that
12, 1 in the
was
morning. And I like we still do it sometimes, like the like recently, but like
Yeah,
not
but
as
like it's
much. And
very,
like
I feel
we
like it's kind of more rare now
it
than
is
like
rare.
back in 2020 when it was basically
Like
like every night.
every
Yeah.
night.
That was bad.
But it was so fun.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well,
Were you saying something?
I was gonna move on to the next thing I
Oh yeah.
wanted to
Well, I
mention.
was going same. So, what did
Well,
you want to
I wanna another resolution I have this year is I wanna read more. And
I agree.
you agree? Yeah. Well, 'cause which is why like I've been mentioning this book club, like half of the joke, half is not, like, 'cause like the last book I read was The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and I love that book, and it was so good. And then I tried to read another book after it, and I just didn't hook me as much as Perks of Being a Wallflower did. So I just stopped, and then I just haven't touched a book since then.
Yeah, I've had a similar feeling to that. But I guess what type of like genre was that book? Or like
The book that I stopped reading was Fight Club.
Oh,
I
interesting.
and I got like I wouldn't say far into it. I got like 90 pages in, and like
I mean, that's pretty, like, that's a good amount to,
Yeah.
like, that's a good excuse to say, we're like, oh, you know what, this just isn't for me, or whatever.
I don't even know why I just stopped. It was just like, I just didn't have the time to read it, even though I always have time. It was like, and like,
Maybe, do you think maybe, like, some part of your brain, because I remember we watched a movie on it
yeah.
a couple months ago. Maybe you were like making comparisons without even
Did you say we
realizing.
watched the movie a couple months ago?
Yeah.
We watched that movie, like, oh wait, was it last year?
It was
No, we
last.
watched.
No.
No, it was 2 years ago.
2 years. Oh my god.
Now, yeah, we watched it
Two
July of
years
like
ago.
2 years
Bro, it
ago.
feels like literally last year. Oh my
It does
god.
feel like it, but no, yeah, we watched that summer
That was a
vacation
very
2 years
good movie,
ago.
because I
It was a
actually
really good
still
movie.
remember a lot of the stuff, so.
Which, like, I agree, but like that, like, I feel like watching it after watching the movie, reading it after watching the movie, it is like you see like the scenes play out, but then there's always the other scenes that didn't make it into the movie. Like, there's a scene in the book that I remember really vividly that wasn't in the movie, where it was Tyler Durden was peeing in perfume bottles. And I was like,
What?
this is really funny, because like it adds to like the Tyler Durden character.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the movie they do it so well that they really didn't need the scene. But like where you can't see it, like where you can't see him, and like you need to build up more of a name for Tyler. It was really good. And that's like the only scene of the book I remember. So
Damn.
maybe it was just I saw the movie too recently. So maybe if I give it another shot this year,
I think, yeah, it might be worth giving it another shot. Because, as you said, the books. Well, first. Did the book come first or the movie?
the book came first.
The book came first, yeah. So, obviously, I think the bigger appeal to books, where, like, movies derive from or whatever, is that obviously they're not going to put everything from the book into the movie, because there just isn't enough time. So, you get to see some cool details that were in the original story. And I feel like that's where you can start making the fun comparison and contrasting between the two. And as you said, it also adds more to the character. But in this case, you felt like the movie already did a
Yeah,
good enough job of
the
adding
movie
to the
does a
character.
great job of depicting Tyler Durden
Yeah,
as
exactly.
like this sociopathic like
Lunatic. They're just.
lunatic character that like would pee in a bottle if it was given the circumstances. So if the scene played out, it would be totally in character for him. So but like it's the only thing from the book I remember that popped out to me, which is probably why I stopped reading it.
Yeah, that's fair. And, what were you gonna say?
But like Perks of Being a Wallflower, which is like my favorite book that I've ever read. Like I've seen the movie before and after reading the book, and I feel like it does a great job adding extra like character to people that didn't really get character in the movies. And I feel like that's what a book is really better at than a movie, is adding all this context and character.
Yeah.
Because like when you're watching a movie, you focus on like the main, let's say like five characters, and like it's really hard for a movie to pull that off with like let's say 12. Like there are movies that do it, but like it's hard for an independent movie to focus on 12 characters. But on a book, you can focus on up to like 50. And like think of Harry Potter. I don't know if you've read or seen Harry Potter.
I've read the first book, but like only half of it, so.
Yeah, okay. But like in the I have not seen or read any movies, but from what I've heard, you learn way more about all the teachers, all the students, the legacy of Hogwarts in the book. And in the movie, you focus on the three main characters, some of the teachers, and who's ever relevant at the time. And I feel like the books are better at adding character to people.
Yeah, books are better like for setting the world or like the world building.
Yeah, world building, yeah.
And then also, I mean, I think movies can do dialogue amazing as well, but I think dialogue in books is super interesting. And the way they like describe the characters and like sometimes the book would be so descriptive that it would say like the tone they're speaking in or like the facial recognition, like the faces they're making while they're saying whatever it is to the other character, and just like all those little aspects and details really help build the story and making you care for what's happening in the book. So
Yeah. Do you have a favorite book?
I like it's crazy, but I have really have not read a book in
You
that
haven't
long.
read any?
I mean, the most recent one, I would say, well, the most recent book I read was Carrie by Stephen King. It was his
Oh, yes.
it was
The
his first
girl.
ever horror book. Yeah, it's the girl who.
Who got the pig blood? Yeah.
Yeah,
It
yeah. Which very fascinating. It was very cool to read through because first it was my first ever horror book I've read. Okay, besides Goosebumps, but like,
Okay, yeah.
yeah.
That's a given.
Carrie was just very cool because you got to see where Stephen King first started in telling like horror and how descriptive he would be, because some of the descriptions in the book literally made me feel like, oh, that's disgusting and stuff like that. So and it's kind of, there was also some like actual good character because it made me feel bad for Carrie. I don't want to say too much, but you feel for like, you feel for Carrie. You understand like what she does is horrible,
But you
but
understand why
you
she
under
did it.
exactly, you understand why, and you can't be, you can't despise her because of it. And it got me curious, like, oh, I want to check out more, not just like Stephen King related stuff, but like more horror stuff in general. But I guess before that book was just like Percy Jackson, so and that was back in elementary school, so.
Yeah.
But
Well, yeah,
yeah.
well, now we have the comic.
Oh yeah. Which right now the quote unquote book club
Yeah,
that
the
Thomas
quote-unquote
was
book club.
referencing earlier is for a Batman comic, one of the compacts, called
The Court of
Court of
Owls.
Owls, yes. It's very good so far.
It is really good. I really like it. I think I just finished chapter 3.
Oh, so you actually, yeah. So I
Yeah, I'm
got,
making progress.
yeah, it's good.
I really like how they end some of the chapters because
Agreed.
they
And
leave you.
so what we were talking about earlier, I really like the world building. It is very
I
cool.
do too. Oh my god.
The way they like describe Gotham City makes me feel that like they're actually like kind of personifying the city. So
Yeah, I think it's the beginning of chapter 2 when he's
two,
describing
yeah.
the building, and he's like, he built gargoyles on every
And each
side
gargoyle
for
represents like
the
something.
entrance into Gotham, and I love that.
And that's
And
just very cool, 'cause before I read that, I just thought Gotham was like, I
yeah,
mean, it is a
just New
terrible
York.
city,
Yeah, it's just.
but now it's cool knowing that there is indeed some meaning behind
Oh,
Gotham
yeah.
and what it represents.
I also really love how it introduces the characters and it doesn't go out of its way. Like it doesn't mansplain to you like who these people are, but when it introduces the three Bat children, it shows oh, why they think about it, why would we be telling people who they are? And it's like, oh, we're gonna put a facial scanner into a contact lens, and then Bruce is gonna walk by them, and then it's gonna say who everybody is, their aliases, of what they do,
Exactly.
and in the first chapter, it sets up for the ending when the cliffhanger. I'm not gonna say what it is, but the cliffhanger, of the cliffhanger of chapter one, and like it sets that up from over there, like introducing you to everybody. I just feel like they do everything like really well, especially like, I know people are gonna be like, it's a comic, it doesn't count as a book, but I feel like it's a graphic novel.
And also it basically captures everything that I want to see in the book. World building, good character storytelling, and just something that keeps you hooked, that wants to make you keep reading, like, oh, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, the mystery that they set up.
Exactly.
Like, the Court of Owls itself.
But, yeah, I just want to read more books as well. Mm-hmm. As to, like, what? I don't know, but...
Well, my library... Well, my sister did this, but my library has a bingo chart of what to read over winter break, and like she sent it to me, and I was thinking of doing it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and like so, I might do that and like actually try to read more.
That's cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another New Year's resolution?
Yeah, this will be my last one, because, I feel like resolutions could be a whole another episode or whatever.
Yeah, fair.
Also, I just think the idea of, like, resolutions, I don't know, resolutions have always had, like, a bad stigma, in my opinion, because, you know, people make them, and then they quit them the next year, first day or whatever, but, I guess my last major one is just to, like, not be so afraid of, like, what people would think of me. Or, like,
or not be afraid of putting yourself out there.
Yeah, not caring about what people could be thinking in their head. Because I'm being myself. Fair. So that means, like, I just want to be out there, talk, be silly, have fun. But I feel like back in high school... First, there were some people that were just complete a-holes.
A lot of a-holes.
Yeah, and I think, sadly, that's what built so much, like, afraid of being judged or being seen as, like, weird and stuff like that. So I kind of want to break out of that shell and really just be myself, meet new people. Even if they don't seem interested, they're like, okay, leave me alone now. I can at least go home and be like, okay, at least I tried, you know? So, because I've been seeing, like, a lot of, like, not inspirational videos and stuff, but more videos that are just, like, just be human, be yourself, be a genuine, charismatic person that will make you happy in life. And if you spend your time always thinking about what other people are thinking about you, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to stay as the same person you are. So, and I agree with that. So, and, especially because I think it's also going to help with communication skills as well, in general. Because I'm like, even as we're speaking right now, I'm seeing so many words like, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, but like, this is what this is for. It's so that we get.
That's also true. This is also just another big step. And I just hope I keep taking these kind of steps to becoming someone I can truly be like, hey, I am happy to be Jorge. So, yeah. Do you have anything
really...
that? Or character central or whatever?
Character central. I want to commit more to stuff because I feel like... Well, you talked about what you want to, like, do with this podcast. Like, you want to, like, be a better, like, put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to, like, commit to something and, like, actually do it. Because there's a statistic that I saw probably on TikTok or Twitter, that like 90% of podcasts don't get past their third episode, and I want to be part of the 10%.
I agree. We are going to space.
We're going to the moon.
We are going to the moon. We will be that 10% and not the 90%.
Viewer, if you are listening right now, invest in Turtle Bitcoin. We're going to the moon.
But unironically, that's crazy to me. That 90%.
Yeah,
no, just don't even make it past the third episode.
You gotta realize that a lot of people just make a podcast and then quit after the first episode, and that's like where a lot of the number comes from. But it was like 90% quit after the third episode, then 90% of that quit before the 20th. Wow. So it's like 99% of podcasts end before the 20th episode.
Wow, that's a crazy number to me. Cause
So I want to be part of the 1%. I want to
agree.
Go to 21 and then end there.
Yeah, we'll be done. 21's the final episode. You know, that's
we're
it.
We're going to have a 21 episode special.
But yeah, commitment is just a great thing to have in general in life. For any projects you want to pursue, like this, for example, commitment is great to have at your workplace, wherever you work.
Commitment, show that you're an asset and should be staying around.
Exactly. And just even in your personal life, commitment to relationships, friends, stuff like that. Because the less you commit to even something simple as like plans with friends or whatever, you start losing that connection that you built for so long. Not like instantaneously, like, oh, you're not coming, you're not hanging out with me one time, you're done. But you lose that if you do it too much, you know? Do it too much, and that connectivity, it's like a bridge that's just going to slowly crumble if it's not taken care of. So
there's a lot of things like I wish, like last year, like when we were doing the D&D stuff, like I wish I committed more to that so that like it would have lasted longer than like the 3 sessions that happened or the 2.
Oh yeah, I mean, but, like, I think a part of that also was just like
the schedule
timing. Yeah, like, that's just
but, like,
yeah.
I feel like, but like I'm saying, but like a lot.
I made us conscious.
But if I like put like more time and effort into the scheduling, I'm sure we could have got more sessions in and be able to tell a story. But like, that's just what I want to work on, is commitment. So I want this podcast to reach episode 21 and then continue.
I mean, that would be a great like big sign of commitment, in my opinion.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
So as we were saying earlier, make sure you invest. Give us all your money.
Yes. We are going to start a Patreon. We're not going to post anything on it, but we're going to start one. So
just invest in us. Trust me. You'll be better off once you invest in us.
I have a deal of a lifetime
for you. I guess that's revolutions. I guess the major ones we have. So
where do you want to go from here?
Well, I feel like we're talking about all this future stuff we want to head into. But I guess I ask you, are there any like hobbies, games, or like shows or movies that have kind of like influenced you into wanting to make this change, or has just influenced your character or your life or whatever?
Give me a second, let me think about this. Do you have an answer for yours? You take the lead.
Alright. I think if you're close to me, one of my big answers is Persona 5. obviously. Yeah. My favorite game of all time. It's
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know your favorite of all time.
Yeah, it's because... I won't get into it too much. But it's just because... I feel like it incorporates... It feels so... Not realistic. But I feel like the bonds you build in that game... Are kind of realistic. And just... Because the whole game just centers around you being a high school kid.
Mm-hmm.
And facing the evils of society or whatever and stuff like that. And, I mean, all that stuff is cool. But I also just like the more, I guess, mundane aspects. Just, like, going to school. Talking with the available characters in that game. Building your relationships in them.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it reminds me, like, if I can start talking with other people in real life and start just being able to build like bonds with them and stuff like that, being able to get to know them over time by just having these type of conversations, as I did with you guys when we met so long ago, like
in high school and middle school,
exactly,
and, yeah.
I feel like I would be a happier person, obviously, and I feel like that game is always, every time I think of the game, it always tells me that idea to just talk to people, talk to them. So, and that's what has inspired me the most in terms of like influential and what I think I could build my character. But
yeah,
when it comes. Oh, yeah. Well, did you think of what you wanted?
Well, yeah. For those same reasons, I want to say that Danganronpa V3 is... because I love the characters interacting in high school.
We just lost the whole audience.
I'm cutting it. No, you finish your thought. I do have an answer, though.
All right. Well, I was just going to say one more thing. Another game that's influent, but more in terms of, like... my art style. Oh yeah. You know this already, but my favorite hobby is drawing, obviously.
Yeah.
I love
obviously.
Traditional art. So one of the biggest influential games was Cuphead. Cause it's one of the game, it's an art style that you rarely like ever see anymore. That rubber hose. When animation first started being developed in like the 1930s or 40s, it was all rubber hose stuff. And it's kind of crazy to me that like it's died out basically. Like
besides like Cuphead and Steven Universe the movie, I can't single use of rubber hose.
Mm-hmm. No shows in which. Granted, like, it's not such a big deal in my opinion, because so many shows have their own amazing art styles that, you know, but, it's kind of cool to see rubber hose be implemented again, especially in a game, which is such a different media than, you know, a show or, like, movie or whatever. So, it just gave me the idea that it's okay to be goofy with your art style. You don't have to be all serious or, like, realistic with it or, like, anime trope or whatever with your art style. You can just let loose, have fun with it. And that's... I feel like Rubber Hose is now... It's not becoming huge. But I think people are realizing that it's more of just a fun thing. I mean, even, like, One Piece, one of the biggest animes in the world... has implemented rubber hose in the main character. So, which I think is awesome. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think that's just what's inspired me to draw the way I like to. And that's the most, there's obviously tons of others, but this would end up being 10 hours. So.
Yeah, I guess. We could always come back on another episode.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, I'd like to pass the mic to you, Thomas.
Alright. For me, I'm gonna just say, like, a movie that like kind of inspired me a lot. If a so-called movie, I am gonna get made fun of this, but Bo Burnham's Inside, I feel like that hit me at a point of my life where I really needed it. Well, I didn't need it, but like it introduced this idea of like comedy and like depression and like how to like understand like what emotions are.
Especially during such a hard time
Yeah,
that was.
especially during COVID,
Yeah.
like, and like I admit, it's a comedy special. It's not for everybody. It's the humor subjective. It's very hit or miss. But
You know,
I
so
just,
TikTok, man.
oh my freaking God! If I have to listen to Bezos 1 or 2 again, I think I will
Shoot my
demonetize
brains
Vimeo.
out, bro.
Yeah, I feel like just like the humor that like he like Bo Burnham brought to it, and like compared to especially what his other stuff was like before it, it like shows how he's matured and like
What was his
how
stuff
his
before?
other it was just other comedy specials, but
Oh.
like it was just basic comedy specials like in, like what he was doing, but like Inside was more of just a reflex like a reflection of like what he was feeling.
I
And I feel
thought I
like that
saw a thing of like him at Sesame Street or something like that. But I may just
was,
be smoking. Maybe that was
are you
someone
thinking
else
of Andrew
completely.
Garfield?
Andrew Go okay. That's just
Well,
a
no, because he was at Sesame Street, and I don't know. Bo might have been at Sesame Street.
Oh. All right. Well, anyway. But yeah, I remember watching that special. And it didn't influence me as much as it did for
And
you,
me, yeah, obviously.
but it I like the messages in the songs, despite
I
how
do too.
comical they were.
Yeah, they're comedic, but they also have heart. And then a video game.
I mean,
I
doesn't
feel,
have to, it could be
well, I
another
know, but
movie.
I want to mention a video game.
Fair.
I feel like another I'm gonna get rushed for this one too, but I feel like Minecraft is really just what, like, I feel like I wouldn't be who I am today without Minecraft, and I feel like that's really weird and corny to say, but I feel like it's true, just 'cause,
I mean,
like,
I think it makes sense.
yeah, I feel like the game, I guess it's a kid's game, but at the same time, like anybody can do it. It's
Yeah,
like the
that's such a silly sentence. Like, it's a
yeah,
kid's
I'm calling
game.
Minecraft a kid's game, but
Bro.
like, but it's I feel like I always just come back to it, and I always just enjoy it more and more, like when I get into it. Like there's always this joke about the 2 week Minecraft phase, and I feel like those 2 weeks are some of the best weeks of the year, just because everybody's on the same server, you're all just messing around,
No, yeah,
you're all
for
just.
sure. I mean, when I think of Minecraft, I still think back to those, I think back to senior year of high school. That realm where, I built a very interesting statue.
You did build a very interesting statue. But like I remember when I got a capture card and I was streaming clips on the Switch, and it was like some of the early like some of the first few days on that world, and like it was our parkour battles of like pillaring into the air
Yeah.
fighting. And
And
we
it
were
was
just
just
knocking
very,
everybody.
yeah, it was just so fun and just being like, oh, you're hopping on later? We can do whatever. We can
Yeah, like.
do mining, building, killing each other to the death, you
And the
know.
fact. To the death. But the fact that it's lasted so long is. It's like a testament to, like, how good the game is.
Exactly. Isn't it like the second best-selling game in
It's.
the world?
The. It depends how you look at it. It could be the first or the second. It depends how you see Tetris. If you
Yeah,
count
I'm always
Tetris
mixing
as
it with
like.
Tetris, so.
It depends how you see Tetris. If you like you count every version of Tetris or you just count the original Tetris, it's weird.
Then in that case, I would say Minecraft has to be number one.
No, Minecraft definitely is number one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I consider Minecraft to be very influential on me as a person.
Mm-hmm. And I think, is it fair to say that almost everyone grows up with Minecraft?
Now, but like even like for us, a lot of people grew up with Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like I feel there was like a moment like 2018 to 2016 to 2019, there was like a moment where like it wasn't cool to like Minecraft or like
Agreed.
There was a Minecraft drought, and then in 2019 there was a resurgence.
It just spiked up,
and then it just, and it's still going strong today.
Oh yeah, and Minecraft is, I think, as you said, you can not only can you always just hop back in, but there's so much to do besides the base game. There was so many mods, so many challenges that you can give yourself.
Oh, definitely. And me and our friend are doing a Sky Factory run. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never done modded before, but like I'm trying Sky Factory and it's so much fun. And like I get nostalgia because I used to watch Sundy and Craner do this like 9 years ago or something.
Damn.
And now like I'm actually doing it, and it's like I used to watch him because I couldn't like afford a computer to like play these games, and now like I'm actually playing them, and it's like very like nostalgic for me.
Yeah, Minecraft is just,
it's something else
for real. As cheesy as it is to say,
yeah, as cheesy as it is more than just a game.
And it's getting a movie now.
Oh my god, I'm waiting. I'm counting the days down until I see it.
Dude, that movie it's gonna be something else, man.
Can we have a podcast episode just about that movie when
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see it opening night and we'll make a podcast about it.
That would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess those are the most influential stuff to each of us. Obviously, so much more, but that would have to be an episode of its own. Cause
yeah. And, like, if you made it this far in the video, comment what you guys want to see. I feel like we need to...
Unironically, yeah. Cause
unironically, like, yeah. What do you
should have
see?
Seen what... We were kind of struggling what to talk about struggling. This first episode alone. So
that's 2 hours we've been brainstorming.
Yeah. I mean, we do have some stuff. We have a few ideas, but yeah, we'd love to see ideas from...
We'll take questions.
Yeah, a Q&A would be fun.
Yeah. Maybe that could be our 21st episode special.
True. Anyway. True. I guess any predictions for 2025 in general?
Okay,
or
prediction?
Where you think... Yeah, we're gonna go.
I know we just mentioned it. I think the Minecraft movie is gonna make $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, it has to, right? Like,
it has to. Like, I've been seeing people.
How much did the Mario movie make?
Oh, it made over $1 billion. It made like 1.2.
Because Minecraft,
if I'm guessing,
I think has to be behind Mario in like most recognizable video game IP. So that alone, yeah, Minecraft is gonna be over $1 billion.
Yeah, the Super Mario Bros. Movie made $1.36 billion.
Oh my god!
even though the Minecraft movie doesn't look good, and it's gonna be bad, I feel like it could beat it. I feel like
it's possible, especially because
of kids that play Minecraft, the amount of grown-ups that grew up on Minecraft. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a chance it could make it.
I mean, yeah, Minecraft movie's going to be bad, but I don't know how bad.
It depends how much it leans into how corny it is.
Yeah. I mean, there was that trend when the trailer came out of, like, saying the most obvious lines that they're going to say in the movie.
He's like, right behind me.
Yeah, yeah, that type of stuff. But
You're no hero, Brian. Say that again.
Unironically, that, but if that was in the movie, I wouldn't even be mad.
I hope they hit us with a say that again.
Dude, I hope Herobrine at least just gets a mention in the movie.
Oh my god, I'd love that. Alright, so what's your first prediction of 2025?
First prediction? I mean, I was trying to think of something with the Switch 2.
Yeah.
But I feel like the only prediction you can make for the Switch 2 is that it's gonna sell very well.
Well, what games do you think are going to be on it, at least, at launch, besides Mario Kart?
Yeah. But there definitely has to be a new Zelda, right? Because Breath of the Wild launched with the Switch?
Yes.
And that was a huge... That was so big for them. So, I feel like they may try the same thing again. If not another big Zelda game, then maybe Mario, not Mario Odyssey 2,
but... I want Mario Odyssey 2.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're gonna do it.
Yeah. But, definitely another big Mario 3D platformer, because we haven't seen one since, I guess technically Bowser's Fury. But
3D platformer?
Yeah, people say Bowser's Fury was like a mini test for what people want to see. And people loved Bowser's Fury. So, I'm predicting a new 3D Mario game based around that. I think they have to, like, I don't know if Odyssey 2 would launch.
I feel like it would be Odyssey 2 if they made a new Mario game.
Yeah, it has to be. That game was... Not only amazing, but it sold so well. It was amazing. Well.
You could say it. I love Odyssey.
Yeah. Odyssey is top... I don't know if top 10 for me. Top 10 Switch games, for sure.
Oh, it's like top 3 Switch games. Like, name 2 Switch games that are better than Mario Odyssey. Exclusive on Switch. You can't say Persona 5.
You know, you make a good point.
Like,
I would say... Smash... Like, but Smash isn't above Mario Odyssey.
Really? I feel like...
Actually, yeah, it is. It is.
I feel like... Yeah, I feel like Smash as a Switch game. Like, Breath of the Wild, maybe?
But, yeah, I haven't played that,
it's Smash, Breath of the Wild, Mario Odyssey. But, like, I love Odyssey.
But, yeah, I guess those are my predictions. I hope the Joy-Con... I don't know how the Joy-Cons are going to be.
Hope they don't break.
You know what? I'm going to put a prediction that favors Nintendo. I think they will have understood the assignment to not make terrible Joy-Cons. Now, I really hope that shows up in the recording.
Oh, it's not. I'll edit it in, though. I did the buzzer sound.
But, I believe it's like magnetic, the Joy-Cons, so they're not going to slide in, they're just going to snap on. I don't know how I feel about that. That's because I've heard people say the little protruding part of the magnetic that, like, you know, attaches the Joy-Con could get broken very easily.
Yeah.
Which is not a good sign. But, I mean, the joystick looks alright. The buttons are bigger. I'm happy about that. Because I think one of the biggest gripes I had besides the drift, obviously, was you know how when you play with a single Joy-Con sideways, the L and R buttons are so tiny.
How annoying they are.
Yeah, they look bigger, which is good.
I love when somebody brings
I don't know what the straps.
I don't either. The straps, yeah, when they bring the straps.
Yeah, that makes the buttons bigger. But yeah, those are really, I guess, my predictions. I don't think it's going to be a Wii U failure. I think it's going to do just as well as the Switch 1.
When did the Wii U come out?
I think it was... Was it 2012? I don't know. Let me check real quick.
I got it. It came out 2012. You're right.
Alright. That's crazy.
So the Wii came out in 2006, and then the Wii U came out in 2012. The Switch came out in 2017, and now we're getting a second one in 2025.
Interesting.
It's I was gonna say, like, maybe, like, the Wii U failed because it was so, like, close to the Wii.
Well, but,
like,
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's part that. I mean, I kind of want to do a whole episode kind of just, like, looking into the Wii and Wii U, because I think it's so fascinating.
I do too.
But I think part of it
was so good and the other one was just not.
Yeah. I think it's part that, partly that, that they were very close. But also, the Wii U just, like, didn't do enough to signify its existence besides
but
the games.
Then why is Switch 2 gonna perform well?
That's just, yeah, but I just, I think people love the Switch. Even it has its problems, but overall, a lot of people do like the Switch. So I think just having a Switch 2 that's better, I don't see how that could sell badly. While the Wii U, I think part of it is that Nintendo was advertising it as, like, something completely new. Despite it being called the Wii U, they were advertising it as, like, this is new groundbreaking technology. Despite this technology not really being used for much of the games in such a fun way, that being the gamepad.
Yeah.
But also, it just wasn't really like the Wii, which a lot... Okay, so a lot of people love the Wii. Wii was probably one of the most beloved consoles. But the Wii did have its problems, especially when it came to motion controls.
Oh, and the nunchucks.
Exactly. The Wii U did not fix any of those problems. It continued those problems, and rather just added extra stuff that nobody really cared about.
So, do you think the Switch 2 is gonna get rid of all the problems the Switch had?
That's... If it does that, then yes. I think the Switch 2 will do good. Just as well as the Switch. I don't think it's gonna sell more than the Switch.
No, it's definitely not.
It may sell even a little less, but I think it's still gonna be up there. So... Okay. Yeah. But that's a whole, like, another episode.
After all, yeah, we can do that when... in April, when the Direct comes out.
True. Other predictions?
Their predictions. I think... Here's my prediction. I think that... what movie is going to win an Oscar? I think that Emilia Perez...
Oh my god.
Win... three Oscars. I feel like it's only going to win three. I don't think it's going to win Best Picture, but I feel like it's going to win some stupid awards no one cares about. And then I'll just say that Complete Unknown wins Best Picture, even though I've not seen any of the Oscar movies.
This would be crazy if you get that right.
I think The Wild Robot is going to win Best Animated Picture. I think that.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, like, that much about movies. I just learned about Emilia Perez today. But it being nominated 12 times, was it?
13.
Wow. That's crazy.
it's nominated the same amount of times that Oppenheimer was nominated last year.
And I don't know about the movie, but I know for damn sure that it is not equal to Oppenheimer in terms of quality.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I've never seen a bigger industry plant than that movie.
Yeah.
But, all right, that would be crazy if you get those right.
If I get that right. If Complete Unknown wins Best Picture and then Emilia Perez only gets three a wins, and then Wild Robot wins Best Animated Movie. Those are my three predictions.
Wow. Are there any, like, do we know of any big movies that are releasing this year?
Besides Minecraft?
Yeah.
The new Avatar movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone wants that.
Yeah. I guess not much has been announced yet, right?
The new Superman movie.
Oh, that looks good.
Captain America, Brave New World.
That, doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, Dogman. It has gotten terrible Dogman advertising, too, right? But yes, Dogman is a movie that is releasing this month, actually.
Really?
Yes, I believe it comes out in 3 days.
I do not know. I did not know that.
Yeah. It looks cute, though.
Other movies? The live-action Snow White.
Oh, my God. I hate to admit this, but I've been... Not keeping up, but I've been seeing here and there how the development of that movie has been going. And...
Yeah.
Definitely interesting. None of... I don't know why Disney continues with these, like...
Because Lion King made $1 billion, and then Mulan made a decent amount of money, and they just keep wanting to pump more into it.
Bro, them trying to advertise Mufasa during Sonic 3 was so sad.
Mufasa. You want to know another movie that's coming out in 2025?
What?
Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Oh, wait, that's just you?
It's... According to Blumhouse, it is coming out this year, but I don't think it is. I think it's going to get pushed back because they're currently looking at a December release date, and I feel like they want it October.
Yeah.
Because why? It's like Nintendo releasing Luigi's Mansion 3 on Halloween. Like, you don't... You need to, like... When you want to release horror stuff, release it at the beginning of October.
Exactly. You want to let it marinate, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably going to get delayed.
Yeah. Any other movies? Oh, Mickey 17. That's supposed to be really good.
What movie?
Mickey 17. It's Robert Pattinson is, like, played by this guy... Who gets cloned and goes on adventures and keeps dying.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Oh, yeah. It looks really good from the trailers. It's directed by the guy who did Parasite.
So, yeah. That's... Oh. So, yeah, there should be a lot of...
there's hope. A lot of eyes on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there that Looney Tunes movie?
Oh, Coyote versus Acme?
Or no. It's oh my god. Daffy Duck and the Pig.
I don't know anything about this.
Oh. Well, it's funny because I was talking about Rubber Hose Animation earlier, but this is a Rubber Hose movie with Donald Duck and the Pig. I don't remember the pig's name. It's going
is
to annoy
me. Is it Daffy
me.
Duck or Donald Duck?
Daffy Duck.
It's Daffy. Okay.
It's a Looney Tunes movie. I think it's literally called the Looney Tunes movie something. And I believe they meet Martian Man.
Marvin. Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian. Yeah. Oh my. Martian Man is from DC, isn't he?
A Martian Manhunter.
Oh yeah. Okay. Marvin the Martian. I believe they meet him from the trailers I saw. And then they, like, fight him and stuff or whatever. It just looks like a classic good old Rubber Hose animated movie.
That'll be exciting to see.
Yeah.
I love looking at movies on Google because a lot of the photos are just AI generated. Like, there's this... For this movie called Hurry Up Tomorrow, it's just a photo of Jenna Ortega. Like, it's not for the movie. It's just Jenna Ortega. Now, what other movies I'm seeing? Megan 2.0 is coming out.
I forgot.
Nobody 2 with Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, wait, That's how I'm excited for that.
There's a new Predator movie.
Ooh, there hasn't been a Predator movie in a while, right?
2020, around then, they came out with a prequel that I think did well.
Still, that's like 5 years. That's yeah, 5 years ago.
It's
so.
Been a while. A new Mission Impossible movie is out. It's supposed to be the last one.
Wait, what about, oh my god. Fast and Furious.
I don't think it's next year. I think it's the year after.
There's
a live-action Lilo and Stitch movie.
Oh my god. Wait, Moana live-action 2, right?
Oh, I forgot about live-action.
Oh my god, so much live-action crap.
live-action garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's basically all I'm seeing.
Cool.
There's a new Karate Kid movie.
Oh, that's cool. I've never watched the original, but I want to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Happy Gilmore 2. How could we forget?
Am I going to be killed if I said I haven't watched Happy Gilmore?
You're not going to be killed. I watched it for the first time like 2 years ago.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, but it's the golf movie with Adam Sandler.
Oh! Wait, is he going to be in this one?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I guess that's it for, like, movies, right? Yeah, well, far as we know.
There's probably going to be a movie that comes out just randomly that's going to be really good. But yeah. It doesn't look like there's any beekeepers on this list.
True. That means automatic bad year for movies. Sorry. Not sorry.
It's so funny how, like, The Beekeeper was, like, one of the first movies I watched this year. Last year. And I was like, this was a really good movie. But, like, I'm sure there's going to be other good movies this year. And then I think at the end...
Did it end up in your top 10?
I think it ended up in my top 2 of the year.
Like,
I need to look at my list.
That means you never know, folks. You never know. Was Spider-Man the part 2 to...
It was supposed to... it was supposed to come out last year. I think it's coming out in like 2 years.
Oh my god.
It got delayed a lot.
I mean, I know there was a ton of stuff happening behind the scenes, so I'm not super surprised, but... Oh boy.
Last year, it was third. My top movie was Furiosa, then after that Sonic 3, and then after that The Beekeeper.
Damn.
It's insane how many movies just were not good last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same year that released Madame Web
and
Kraven the Hunter. Inhale the Purple Crayon.
Red 1.
Oh my god.
The Garfield movie, Joker 2, Kung Fu Panda 4.
So much just bad and mid.
Yeah. Viewers, if you want to know my movie takes, follow me on Letterboxd.
True.
I think it's Tom Turtle 1018. Yeah, it is. At Tom Turtle 1018 on Letterboxd. Also, we should have did this at the beginning. We have a Twitter. You need to follow
it. Oh! Yeah! Twitter, follow if you're cool. And
yeah, at Turtle Jam Pod on Twitter.
That is... Do I have to spell it out? Or...
No.
Yeah,
link in the description.
Yeah. You figure it out. But
you'll figure it out.
It's there. We're going to do something with it for sure.
Yeah, and we're not going to call it X. It's
Twitter. We are not going to bow down to the Elon Musk. But before we talked about movie predictions, I guess game. Do we have anything?
Well, we talked about the Switch 2 already.
True.
What I'm excited for this year, the new It Takes Two, developer.
True, game.
I haven't played It Takes Two yet, but I campaigned hard for that game to win Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Everybody was doubting me, and I stuck by It Takes Two.
And you still haven't played it.
I still haven't. But I'm excited for it, the new one.
It looks very cool. It's like a science fiction type.
Yeah.
Which is fun. So, I believe one of the people likes science and robotics and stuff like that. And then the other is more into like fantasy. So, yeah. we're going to be able to see those words mixed together.
It's like a split fiction. That's the name of the game.
Yeah. I'm oddly kind of excited for the Telltale game.
Oh, is there a new one coming out?
Yeah, they revealed it at the Game Awards.
Oh.
The guy that works with superheroes.
Oh, yeah, with Aaron Paul.
Yeah, that looks fun.
I'm excited for that one, too.
It just looks like a very fun time of a game.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's out to win anything, but it looks like a good time.
Yeah, like, I would definitely be interested in playing it at some point. I guess other games? There's definitely a ton of other games that I just cannot think. There was recently the Xbox developer showcase. Okay. A lot of good-looking games there.
I'm excited for Nintendo's new farming simulator.
true. Always gotta look forward to those.
I feel like the 100th and 50th one is gonna be better than the 150th
first. Yeah. Oh, yeah, wait, let me just put my clown makeup real quick.
Yeah.
Silk Song, this is the year, guys. You know, Silk Song is coming out this year, 100%.
Portal 3, Half-Life 3, those games, yep, I'm excited for those.
I think that's definitely,
definitely PlayStation games we're missing, but...
Oh, yeah, for sure, but I don't own a PlayStation, so...
And I don't care.
Exactly.
It's like... I like that the Oscars do it in the other year, because, like, I feel like we would have predicted for Game of the Year, but it already happened, so we're going to have to wait until
December. Yeah, you're going to have to wait until December, folks, for...
Oh, I'm excited for the guy who made Balatro, his next game. It's coming out. I wouldn't say soon, but I feel like it's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very cool to see what he releases.
I
also want to see what more of Video Game Donkey's company. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, yeah. And
because
also,
Animal World was... I haven't played it. I plan to eventually, but Animal World was a very liked game. So I'm excited to see what more comes from that.
On that note, I'm also excited to see what Ludwig's game company does next.
Wait, what? He has a game company?
Yeah, he has a game company. You didn't know this?
No.
Yeah, no. He released a game. Do you know Rivals of Aether?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they made a sequel, and it was made by them.
Oh, that was that game?
Yeah, but like, they didn't make the first one. They only made the second one.
No, but the second one is loved as well, I believe.
Yeah. It was made by them. And,
that's cool.
Yeah, I feel like it had a really good launch, and I feel like whatever they make next is going to be really well.
Yeah. Well, that's good for them, considering half that company was... To all listeners, the biggest yard viewer...
I'm not the biggest yard viewer. Don't call me...
Look, all I'm saying is if we somehow get yard viewers as part of our audience, I'm blaming this on you. So,
oh, please, I would love yard viewers.
But, I guess that's it, though, for predictions in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah. And should we wrap things up? Cause
you want it? Yeah, I feel like we've been going for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. Alright, so...
Alright, so, thank you guys if you made it this far. Thanks for watching.
For real. We truly, we actually do appreciate that you made it through the first episode.
We have no idea what we're doing. So, any feedback is appreciated.
And if you liked, I guess, this just type of podcast, then stay tuned, because there's definitely going to be more just random BS.
That is true. Yeah, so please subscribe, hit the bell if you want to, leave a like on the video, leave a comment for engagement,
and now play some epic outro music with like 3D font bouncing up and down in the viewer's face with like
that's gonna be a bitch to edit, but sure.
No, please don't.
All right.
Farewell.